Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, this journey we're on together is wild. Today, we're diving deep into something super personal. My own experience with spirituality and how it has become a game changer for managing my ADHD. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while everyone else is taking a leisurely stroll? That's the ADHD life in a nutshell, right? Now, I'm not saying that spirituality is a magical cure all, no fairy dust here. But what it has done for me is provide a framework, a compass if you will, to navigate the beautiful chaos that comes with having ADHD. So, what are some key takeaways from my journey? Buckle up, because we're about to unpack some seriously good stuff. First, mindfulness has been a lifesaver. Seriously, finding moments of quiet stillness amidst the mental whirlwind can feel like winning the lottery sometimes. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just taking a few deep breaths, noticing your surroundings, feeling the air on your skin. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in thought and suddenly realize you've been staring at the wall for 5 minutes. Mindfulness helps bring you back to the present moment and prevents those mental rabbit holes from consuming you entirely. Second, connecting with something bigger than myself has been incredibly grounding. Whether it's nature, music, art, or a spiritual practice that resonates with you, finding that sense of awe and wonder can help put things in perspective. It reminds us that we are part of something much greater than our own racing thoughts and anxieties. Third, self-compassion is non-negotiable. We have to learn to be kind to ourselves, especially on those days when ADHD feels like it's running the show. Forgive yourself for the mistakes, celebrate the small victories, and remember that progress isn't always linear. It's a beautiful, messy journey. Fourth, embracing my unique strengths has been a game changer. You know, people with ADHD often have incredible creativity, hyper-focus when they're truly engaged, and out-of-the-box thinking. Instead of viewing these traits as deficits, I've learned to embrace them as superpowers. And lastly, community is everything. Connecting with other individuals who understand the ups and downs of ADHD can be incredibly supportive and validating. Sharing experiences, tips, and even just a good laugh can make all the difference in the world. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Speaking of journeys, let me share a personal anecdote that really highlights the power of spirituality for me. There was this period where my anxiety was through the roof, deadlines were looming, projects were piling up, and my brain felt like it was constantly buzzing with unfinished tasks. I found myself stuck in a vicious cycle of overthinking and worry. It was during that time that I started practicing meditation every morning. Just 10 minutes of quiet reflection, focusing on my breath and letting go of the mental chatter. Now, I'm not saying it magically erased all my stress, but it gave me a space to pause, breathe, and find some inner peace amidst the chaos. It helped me shift from feeling overwhelmed to feeling more grounded and capable. And that brings us to the heart of it all. Spirituality isn't about achieving perfection or silencing your thoughts entirely. It's about finding tools and practices that help you navigate life's challenges with more awareness, compassion, and resilience. It's about connecting with something bigger than yourself and rediscovering your inner strength. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Embrace the journey, be kind to yourself, and never stop exploring the depths of your own spirituality. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope it inspired you to consider how spirituality can play a role in managing your ADHD. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.